This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined again by Micah Mose from the Johnson County Extension Office. Hello, Micah, how are you?
I'm well, Kate, thank you.
I think it would be worth remarking that we've had a very wet season.
We certainly have, yeah.
How has that been affecting your work?
Well, it's made things muddy to get out in the field for me and for anybody that's trying to, whether mow their lawn or get into the hay fields and check things out that way.
Absolutely. Well, let's hope for some drier days and some warm sunshine to create some good yields. And,
yes. And
in fact, yields are what we're going to talk about because you have an upcoming workshop on beef production. And we were just going to spend a few minutes explaining to people what it's for and why you're doing it. So it's an event coming up at the fairgrounds. It's going to be in the community building there on July the 12th. But what is all this about?
Yeah, so I have invited our state or university extension specialist in beef, Shelby Rosasco, Dr. Shelby Rosasco, to come up and talk a little bit about her research and interact with our producers a little bit. I know it's been at least a few years since she's been up here. She started right in the middle of the COVID pandemic, and that limited her ability to get out and kind of get to know our part of the state. She's been in her office in Laramie quite a bit, working on her research project. So she'll be coming up, and we have several exciting topics to talk about.
So why did you pick beef?
Well, I feel like it's definitely a large part of the economy here in Johnson County. And as the ag educator, I've been spending my time in some of the other areas, and so it's time for me to get around to the beef subject and start addressing that a little bit.
Okay, so you say, Dr. Shelby is obviously an academic. What has she got to offer local beef producers in this region?
Yeah, great question. So Shelby is working on research projects in the heifer development area, but she has close contact with her colleagues there in the animal science department on campus. So I really am hoping to set this up as an opportunity for her to come share what she's learned through her research, but also to learn about our community and the needs of the ranchers here in Johnson County. So hoping to set this up as a bit of a dialogue where there's an exchange of ideas, not just a one-way communication.
So a communication between both, you know, people who are kind of working hard, you know, literally out in the field, and those who are maybe sitting behind a desk and maybe doing a bit more analysis.
Yes, exactly. So that's the whole goal of the land grant university system, is for the academics to work together with the producers. So any time there's a specific question or a challenge that producers are facing, the idea is that the folks down on campus in Laramie help set up some research to try to address or answer that challenge or question.
Okay. And so who are you hoping will attend this workshop?
Yeah, my main audience or that I had in mind for this event is the cattle ranchers in the county or in the area. Certainly welcome to travel across county lines, come down from Sheridan or up from Casper to attend this, but anyone is welcome to attend, whether you just have interest in the cattle industry, whether you have questions about where your beef is being produced or how it's being produced. This is a chance for you to interact with someone, well, myself and Dr. Shelby, of course, who work in this field and have the expertise.
So I'm curious, aren't there a lot of people who just think that, they've been in the cattle business for years and they don't need no help anymore? Or is this quite a fast developing industry?
Sure. There are always going to be people that have it all figured out and don't need input from an outsider. But for anyone that's looking to stay up to date or current on some of the research that's going on at the university, some of the tools that are available to them, I'll be presenting a brief segment on digital grazing management tools. There's some really innovative and interesting things that have come out of the University of Nebraska and also a collaborative group that includes University of Wyoming. So excited to share a little bit about some of those things and ways that they can be incorporated into a ranching operation to make things more efficient.
So it seems, it's a bit of a jolt to consider, something which is so land-based, so hands-on, so outdoors with maybe technology and technological development. Is that something that's happening across all of the agricultural community?
Yeah, yeah, I would say that precision agriculture is a big up-and-coming area. The row crop farmers have got a lot of that technology. Think of the self-driving tractors and auto steer and some of the precision fertilizer and chemical applications. It's a little bit harder to implement some of those things in a more extensive system where you're out in the range and things are a little bit less controlled. But there are still tools available and things that are being developed to try and help improve management that way.
Okay, so if you've got any interest in any of these aspects of cattle ranching, you know, this is definitely a day for you, even just to make some connections and talk to other people about their experiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's on July the 12th. How do people enroll and sign up?
Yes, so if you would RSVP to the extension office, our phone number is 307-684-7522. Or you can email me. My email is mmost@uwyo.edu.
And I'll make sure that these links, so you don't have to grab for a pen. I'll make sure these links are right next to this audio too.
I want to mention, we're starting at 6:30 in the evening. It'll be a 2-hour program.
Okay.
And just so it's in there, the topics will be heifer development from Dr. Rosasco, digital grazing management tools. I've asked her to give an overview of the university research, and then we'll end with a Q&A session. So anyone's welcome to attend. Bring your kids if you have anyone that's interested in maybe taking on the ranch down the road into the future. Would be really curious to get some of their perspectives as well.
Okay, and I think, you know, one of the things that you've mentioned already is that you'd very much like this to be a conversation, a dialogue between both the university and what's happening at a more academic research level, and then also the experience, you know, actually literally out in the field.
Exactly, yeah, because any questions or issues that you have, if you can let Shelby know that, she can take that into consideration as she is talking with her colleagues and as they are putting together their research programs. That's the whole goal, is they're there to serve the ranchers in the state.
Well, Micah, thank you again. Always very nice to see you and spend time with you. You're doing so much work here. It's phenomenal how many different things you have, how many plates you have spinning. Thank you very much for taking a moment.
Thanks, Kate.